Cela ke sithandazeke.
Let us pray.
Nkulunkulu wethu siyakumema ube khona phakathi kwethu.
Our God, we pray that you would be amongst us.
Nalaphi nalapho sikhona Nkulunkulu siyacela Nkosi uvule izindlebe zethu neingqondo zethu sizwe ukukhuluma kwakho.
And wherever we find ourselves, Lord, we pray that you would open our minds and our hearts to hear your speaking.
Ngaphandle kwalokho Nkosi ungayizeleze uma singaceli ukuthi ube phakathi kwethu.
Apart from that, Lord, all would be in vain if we don't ask you to be among us. And we need to hear you speaking.
Amen.
Amen.
Kushuthi ngokudlulela sinenkonzo ngesonto elidlule sathandaza kukhona abapheshaya abacela imvula.
Last Sunday, you remember, we had a special prayer for those who requested rain, especially in overseas countries.
Kanti uNkulunkulu uzozwa esezulwini lapho simcela ukuthi akasukume esihlalweni sakhe ezukhala kwabazalwane kakhulukazi eJalimani naseRomania becela ukuthi bacela imvula ukuthi bekhulekiswe.
And God really heard our cry. It was as if he stood up from his throne to attend to our needs, especially the brethren out of Germany and also Romania.
Kanti kuzoba isimanga sesiyathola ukuthi hey uNkulunkulu uzwile umthandazo lapho sithandaza kulona lo sitha kaguqo lapho khona saguqa la samcela uNkulunkulu impela bayabonga bathi imvula bayitholile.
So after we had prayed and even knelt down and prayed, we hear reports of gratitude and saying that they have received rain.
Manje kubalulekile ukuthi uma kade nicelile kuhle futhi siphinde futhi sibonge.
It is important as we have asked for us to also thank afterward.
Ngoba ngisho iNkosi Jesu yalapha abantu ababe nochoko kwafika oyedwa wathi baphi laba ngoba benishumi kwase kufike yedwa ezobonga.
Even when Jesus healed the leprous, he was astounded and said, "Where are the nine? Because 10 had been healed and only one came back to thank him."
Kusho ukuthi ke njengoba beshiloke ukuthi ke nabo bayitholile imvula sesizobonga kanye nabo ke siphinde futhi lo sizwelayo aguqe sibonga ukuthi uNkulunkulu usiphendulile ekuthandazeni kwethu.
So as we have received these reports, gratitude unto the Lord for having answered the prayer, you who feel free, you can kneel with us in thankfulness to the Lord as we pray.
Ngoba ngisho nabe bengayicelanga sithola bethi hawu nakuthina futhi ifikile imvula khona le ezweni lase Europe.
And even those who hadn't asked, we have received reports that they also received rain.
Kusho ukuthi ngalokho sibonga sidumisa uNkulunkulu sithi mkhulu yena akekho ufana njengaye.
We can only thank God and say, "Oh God, you are great. No one can be likened unto you."
Manje nakho kunye ke esicelayo ke befundisi kanye nabazalwane bonke ngamabandla ngokwamabandla ngamabandla.
And this is also what we ask to all brethren and the ministers and pastors of the different congregations.
Ukuthi uhulumeni wethu akavume futhi ukuthi ivangeli la lishunyayelwe kuleli lakithi ngokukhululeka.
And that our government should allow the gospel should be preached in liberty in our country.
Impela lapho alikakhululeki izwe lakithi uma kungavunyelwa imncwabo kuphela kodwa lingashunyayelwa ivangeli ngokukhululeka kuleli lakithi.
So we haven't got the free liberty if we cannot meet in our churches but only meet at funerals. We really feel the urgency that we also need to gather in our churches.
Omunye wase Jerman ngishayela ucingo wathi hawu ngesonto elizayo bona sebezoba sebehlangana bethatha inkonzo banqunyule wona amashumi amahlanu sathi awu ngase ngithe enhlizweni yami kuhle lokhu ngikusho ukuthi hayi bafundisi lapho nikhona noma nisekhosombeni nani lani thandazani ukuthi naleli lakithi uhulumeni nathi asivumele ukuthi nathi sibe neyinkonzo nathi kuleli lakithi kungagcini ngemngcwabo.
As one of our brothers informed us that in Germany, the coming week they'll be able to meet and they are restricted to 50 in total. And then in my heart I said, oh, may it also be in our country. And therefore, where you are, pray that the Lord will make it possible for us to soon gather again.
Ngoba mangaqhubeka kanje befundisi nani bazalwane sizogcina nathi sesihambe enkantolo soboshwele ukuthi siyashumayela emabandleni ethu siboshwele lokho nje ukuthi uhulumeni wakithi akavumi kanti kwezinye indawo basebededelwe bona kusho ukuthi ke kungokwami nje lokho.
So I really think this is a matter of urgency because if we continue like this, we won't be able to gather and even if we should gather, we face even standing in courts or imprisonment or being disobedient to our government. So when the others received, we heard that they received liberty, I said, oh, may it also happen in our country.
Singambeki uNkulunkulu ngemuva kukho konke sikwenzayo uNkulunkulu akabe phambili ingakho ke nathi simcela uhulumeni wakithi ukuthi kwakhulu uhulumeni wakithi njobe emnyama nje impela ngikusho ngeqholo lokho ukuthi impela uhulumeni awusidedele nathi kwelakithi iy'nkonzo ezitholakale.
So let God receive first priority in our lives, in our society. And as my request and say, oh, government, please allow us this liberty that we will be able to gather as churches.
Kushuthike sizobonga bese mvoka lokho sicele.
So we will thank the Lord and thereafter also pray.
Kushuthike ngizoguqa laphaya njengoba ngangiguqile nani lapho nikhona niguqe. Nimcele uNkulunkulu ukuthi kuleli lakithi siyacela ukuthi ukushunyayelwe ngokukhululeka emasontweni bese futhi nani nibonge lapho nikhona ukuthi siyababongela ukuthi bayitholile imvula.
So I will be kneeling and there wherever you can kneel and then we will thank the Lord for the rain and also ask that the government will see and hear our request that we want to be at liberty, that the gospel be preached freely. Heavenly Father, it would be wrong for us not to thank you after you have replied. We did not believe that you would so quickly stand from your throne and answer our plea. And we praise you. There is no one who can be likened unto you.
Siyacela-ke manje uNkulunkulu ukuthi uthinte uhulumeni wakithi ukuthi asivulele ukuthi sithole iy'nkonzo kuleli lakithi Nkosi.
And we pray, Lord, now also for our government that they will be touched, that we can have our church services freely.
Ngoba Nkosi siyalidinga ivangeli nabazalwane balidinga ivangeli.
Because we need you, Lord. And our brethren need the gospel. And Lord, it is not everyone who can hear the broadcasts of the services, and they are hungry for your word, and they need it urgently.
Siyacela ke Nkosi uthinte inhliziyo kahulumeni, Nkulunkulu ingabe ibukhuni
ukube adedele enkosi ukuthi nathi silizwe ivangeli shunyayelwe enkosi ngeyindawo ngeyindawo.
And we ask you, Lord, to please touch the heart of the government, that each one can be able to freely hear your gospel being preached in all different places.
Sicela ngosi ngoba sizwile inkosi ukuthi abase German bayitholile nase Netherlands bayitholile nabanye bebengayicelanga bayashaya eSwitzerland Netherlands bayibonga bonke nabase Romania bayabonga abanye bakhulekela nanokuthi ngathi umsebenzi wabo ungaqhubeka uye phambili.
And so we do thank you, Lord, for all your blessing of the rain that you have sent, whether in Germany, Switzerland, Romania, other places, even those that did not request rain, you have been kind and good to all.
And
so we also pray that you would send a spiritual rain.
Balambile abantu Nkosi lomisile ngokomoya balidinga ivangeli.
Lord, we see the drought of your gospel. There are so many that long for that spiritual rain.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity which we've all had.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngalelithuba elimnandi esibe nalo.
How sweet is the fellowship of the believers not?
Kumnandi kangakanani ukuhlangana kwabazalwane na?
Even if it is just praying together over a distance.
Nokumba kuthiwa ukuthandaza sindawonye sihlukene.
Let us then turn to the Word of God.
Siye ezwini lenkosi.
And we'll turn to the book of Exodus. Chapter 16.
Incwadi ka Exodus isahluko seshumi nesithupha.
From verse 1.
Sifunda kusukela evesini lokuqala.
They set out for from Elim, and all the congregation of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after they left the land of Egypt.
Basuka e-Elim, ibandla lonke labantwana bakwa-Israyeli, lafika ehlane lasesini eliphakathi kwe-Elim neSinai ngosuku lweshumi nanhlanu lenyanga yesibili emva kokuphuma ezweni laseGibhithe.
And the whole congregation of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness.
Lonke ibandla labantwana bakwa-Israyeli lakhonona ngoMose nango Aaron ehlane.
And said to them, would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger.
Abantwana bakwa-Israyeli bathi kubo, sengathi ngasafa ngesandla sikaJehova ezweni laseGibhithe, lapho sasihlezi khona ngasemakhanzini enyama sidla isinkwa sisutha ngokuba nisiphumisele kuleli hlane ukuyobulala lonke leli bandla ngendlala.
Verse 7. And in the morning, this is the Lord speaking, and in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against the Lord. Sorry, it's Moses. For what are we that you grumble against us?
Ivesilis kombisa kuluma uMose la kusasa niyakubona inkazimulo kaJehova lokhu ezwile izinkonono zenu ngoJehova thina siyini ukuba nikhonone ngathi na?
And Moses said, when the Lord gives you in the evening meat to eat and in the morning bread to the full, because the Lord has heard your grumbling that you grumble against him, what are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord.
Mose wathi, lokhu kuzakwenzeka lapho uJehova yakuninika inyama kusihlwa kuba nidle, nasekuseni isinkwa ukuze nisuthe, ngokuba uJehova uyezwa izinkonono zenu enikhonona ngaye ngaye ngazo thina siyini izinkonono zenu azingathi zingoJehova.
Let's just read this far.
Asifunde sigcine lapho.
Why was the sin of Israel so great in the eyes of God?
Ngani ukuba lesono saba kwaIsrael sibe sikhulu kangaka emehlweni kaJehova na?
Because they forgot about where this whole trip from Egypt to Canaan fitted into God's glorious plan for the nation.
Ngoba bona bakhohle ukuthi lohambo lwabe belithatha lwalungena kanjani khaxa eplanini likaNkuluNkulu ayenalo ngezwe lonke.
They had been promised 400 years before to their father Abram that the day will come when they will be led out of captivity into a land of freedom.
Babethenjisiwe eminyakeni engamakhulu amane ngoyihlo wabo Abraham ukuthi liyafika usuku la bayokhululwa khona ezweni lokugqila basiwe ezweni lesithembiso.
Just think of it.
Awucabangisise lo.
They've been hoping for 400 plus years for their deliverance from Egypt to go to the promised land.
Besebehleli benaleli themba lelo bebelinikeziwe iminyaka engamakhulu amane bazukuthi bayokuphuma bayezweni lesithembiso.
And here they are caught up with their own little personal needs and they get upset and they grumble and they murmur against God.
Naku kulana sebeyithola bona sebehleli bebanjwe nje imfuno zabo neidingo zabo umuntu nomuntu sebeyithola manje bekhonona bekhala uNkulunkulu.
They should have been blessed every step of the way to Canaan.
Bekufanele ukuthi labantu babusiswe babusiseka isinyathelo nesinyathelo besithatha besendleleni eKhanani.
They should have woken up in the morning with a song in their hearts. At last we are part of the setting free of Israel.
Kwakufanele ukuthi bavuke ekuseni beneculo banokubonga enhlizweni bethe kugcineni naku sekuyithina esiyithola lifezeka ngathi icebo lokukhululwa kweIsrael.
At the end of every day they should have gone on their knees and said, Lord, thank you that another day has gone past where we are a little bit closer to the promised land that you have in store for us.
Bekufanele ukuthi njalo usuku nosuku malishona ilanga bebeguqa bambonga uNkulunkulu bathi uNkulunkulu siyabonga ukuthi sesisondele kulolo suku lolo kuloko kukhululwa kwakho wasibekela khona.
But they lost the perspective of where this occasion, where this trip fit in into the greater plan of an almighty God for his nation, his people, the children of Israel.
Kodwa bona balahlekela ukubona ukuthi leli cebo leli likaNkuluNkulu ngalolu hambo lwabo belingena kuphi kwiplan yonke kaNkuluNkulu ebenayo ngabantwana bakwaIsrael.
And here they are busy with their own little needs. We want bread, no, we want meat, and now we want this, and now we want this, and if we don't get it, then we're upset.
Lana bayithola bebhizi ngeyidingo zabo bethi hayi manje sesifuna isinkwa, cha sesifuna inyama, cha sesifuna lokhu, bathukuthele uma bengakutholi.
No wonder that in the end God said, not a single one of you are going to cross over into the promised land.
Akumangazi ukuthi ekugcineni uNkulunkulu wathi akhona oyedwa phakathi kwenu oyokwazi ukuthi alibeke unyawo lwakhe ezweni lesithembiso.
These days I've been thinking,
kulezi insuku bengicabanga,
where does this time which you and I have been experiencing, where does it fit into God's greater plan for the world?
Ngithi lesi sikhathi lesi esiyithola nathi sesibhekene naso singena kuphi eplanini likaNkuluNkulu analo ngomhlaba wonke.
These days where we've been unable to meet, we are dependent on the internet.
Kulezi insuku la singasakwazi ukuthi sihlangane sesincike nje kuma internet nemsakazo.
What will happen if we don't have internet?
Kwenzakalani masingenawo o internet laba?
How vulnerable are we not?
Siyabantu abasengozini engakanani.
How easy is it not that we can lose all contact with each other and all fellowship with each other?
Kulula kangakanani ukuthi singalahlekelwa ukuhlangana esingabanakho nokuthi sibe ndawonye.
We don't know what is where this time fits into God's greater plan for this world.
Asazi ukuthi lesi sikhathi lesi sibhekene naso singena kuphe planini likaNkuluNkulu analo ngomhlaba wonke.
Friends, it is still day.
Sihlobo kusese mini.
But the Bible tells us that the night is coming.
Kodwa iBhayibheli liyasitshela ukuthi ubusuku buyeza.
There's a well-known hymn that says this.
Likhona iculo elaziwayo elikhuluma ngalokhu.
Work, for the night is coming.
Lithi leliculo sebenza ngoba ubusuku buyeza.
Work through the morning hours.
Sebenza ngesikhathi lezo zasekuseni.
Work while the dew is sparkling.
Sebenza kusekhona amazolo.
Work mid springing flowers.
Sebenza phakathi kwalawo maflower lawo aqhumayo.
Work when the day grows brighter.
Sebenza uma usuku luqhubeka lukhanya.
Work in the glowing sun.
Sebenza ekuphumeni kwelanga.
Work, for the night is coming.
Lithi sebenza ngoba ubusuku buyeza.
When man's work is done.
Lapho ukusebenza komuntu kuyobe sekuphelelisiwe.
Friends, what have you and I been busy with?
Zihlobo mina nawe besibhizi ngani na?
Have we used every moment we have to work?
Ingabe silisebenzisile yini ithuba nethuba esitholayo elincane ukuba sikwazi ukusebenza?
To spread the gospel of Christ.
Ukuba silifafaze ivangeli lika Christ.
The Son of God who came to this world to save man from their sin.
Indodana kaNkuluNkulu yafika kulelizwe ukuba isindise abantu ezonweni.
Who came to this world to grant forgiveness because he paid the price for their sins.
Oweza kulelizwe ukuba azoletha ukuthethelelwa nentethelelo yezono ngoba yena elikhokhile inani.
Or have we been busy with all kinds of theories?
Noma besihleli nje sibhizi ngeyifundiso eziningi.
Conspiracy theories. Some people, and I see the internet is filled with videos about conspiracy theories about this and that, and this is how we've come to where we are, and it's all manipulated and that way.
Abantu abaningi babhizi siyabona ku internet kugcwele kufakwa ama video abantu behlanganisa izinto ezingekho bethi sesikulesikhathi ngoba kwaqala kanje kwaze kwafika la konke okungekho.
But have you forgotten to spread the gospel of Christ every minute of every day that you have breath in your body?
Ngabe usukhohliwe yini ukuthi ufafaze ivangeli lika Christ umzuzu nomzuzu isikhathi nesikhathi osithola usakwazi ukuphefumula ngaso?
Because we don't know how long we'll have it.
Ngoba asazi ukuthi kuyothatha isikhathi esingakanani sinazo.
Verse 3 of this verse says this.
Ivesi lesithathu
lalelikhulu lithi, for the night is coming.
Lithi sebenza ngoba ukuhlo kuyeza.
Under the sunset skies.
Lithi sebenza phansi kwesibhakabhaka lisakhanya
ilanga. While their bright light tints are glowing.
Kusakhanya ukukhanya kwelanga.
Work, for the daylight flies.
Sebenza ngoba lokhu kukhanya sikuthola emini kuyadlula.
Work, he says, work till the last beam of the sun fades away.
Uthi umbhalo lelikulo sebenza. Sebenza ngamandla ngisho kusasela umsebo wodwa welanga.
When it fades away to shine no more.
Lapho lo msebe welanga usufiphala nawe ungasakhanyi.
Work while the night is darkening.
Sebenza kuseza ubumnyama bobusuku.
When man's work is over.
Lapho ukusebenza komuntu kuyobe sekuphelile.
Friends, we don't know where this time is fitting into God's greater calendar.
Sihloba sazi ukuthi lesi sikhathi esikuso singena kuphi kwikhalenda likaNkulunkulu elikhulu.
We know, don't know what's waiting for us.
Asazi ukuthi kuphi esikulindele.
Allow me to use an example from China, a country that's been very much in the news these days.
Ngivumeleni ukuba ngisebenzise isibonelo engisicaphuna ezweni laseChina, izwe ebelikhulunywa ngalo kakhulu kwebezindaba kulesikhathi.
According to the organization China Aid,
lokhu okukhulunywa inhlangano ebizwa ukuthi iChina Aid,
it's a non-profit US-based company.
Kuyinkampani le esebenza ngokungabheki inzuzo esezweni laseMelika.
2019 was the year of the worst persecution that Christians ever had in China since the days of the revolution under Mao Zedong.
Kuthiwa unyaka 2019 izwe abase China abahlushwa kakhulu kukuona lo nyaka abakholwayo isikhathe sabanzima kusukela eqaleni bethola inkululeko.
The pastor Wang Yi, he's the pastor of the most famous house church in China.
Umfundisi Wang Yi, umfundisi webandla labizwa ukuthi ama house church elidumile kakhulu eChina.
He was arrested and he was taken into a prison for more than a year now.
Umfundisi lona waboshwa, wathathwa, waphonswa ejele use sekuyisikhathi esingaphezulu kwenyaka manje.
During his hearing, his lawyer was not allowed to defend him.
Ngesikhathi secala lakhe, ummeli wakhe akazange avunyelwe ukuba angena zommeli ecaleni.
What was his sin?
Sasiyini isono salomfundisi na?
He was a Christian pastor leading the biggest house church in China.
Sono sakhe nje sokuthi ube umKristu umfundisi ehola ibandla elikhulu ihouse church eChina.
They stripped him of his political rights, all political rights to vote and all such rights for 4 years.
Bamthatha lo mfundisi bamphuca wonke amalungelo izakhamizi ezinawo khona kwezepolitiki, lungelo lokuvota namanye amalungelo bamphuca wona iminyaka emine.
And they confiscated $7,000 worth of his own personal possessions.
Bathatha izinto zakhe benazo ezinani ezingabalelwa kumadola inkulungwane ezisikhombisa bamphuca khona kwathathwa kwafihlwa.
People were arrested through the course of the year.
Kulonyaka 2019 abantu abaningi baboshwa.
More than 100 of his members, church members, were also arrested with him.
Amalunga ebandla lakhe lomfundisi angaphezulu kwekhulu athathwa nawo aboshwa kanye naye.
They were interrogated by the Chinese government.
Athatha bahlushwa uhulumeni waseChina.
They were tortured.
Babahlukumeza.
He's lost his freedom up till today. We don't know what has happened with him, where he is.
Walahlekelwa inkululeko yakhe lomfundisi. Kuze kube kalokhu asazi ukuthi ukuphi kwenzakalani kuyena.
You know what the government of China has now demanded of every church?
Siyazini ukuthi uhulumeni waseChina ikuphi kumanje akufunayo kulelo nalelo bandla eChina.
They want all churches to be registered.
Bafuna ukuthi wonke amabandla abhaliswe.
And when you are registered, this is what they expect of you.
Uma selirejistiwe ibandla layibhalisa kulindelwe lokhu kulona.
They say they have to begin, all Chuva churches have to begin by singing patriotic songs praising the Communist Party and their motherland.
Kusho ukuthi kuthiwa ibandla ke mangabe seliqala likhonza kumele uthi uqala bacule iculo lesizwe lakhona eli dumisa ubukhomanisi nokukhululeka kwezwe labo.
Before they start with their church service,
bamukuthi baqale inkonzo.
Then they must all bow to giant portraits of the president.
Bese ke bazithobe bonke kwisithombe lesi sakhiwe sikamongameli wakhona.
And many believers have been so offended that they've stopped going to church and they're serving God in their houses.
abazalwana abaningi khona akubaphathi kahle lokho ngokuthi sebeze baye kuyemasontweni bakhetha ukuthi bamkhonze uNkulunkulu bese emakhaya.
Listen to this.
Lalela lokho.
In 2018,
ngonyaka 2018,
more than 10,000 Protestant churches in China were forced to close.
Amasonto angaphezu kweinkulungwane ezishumi ezweni laseChina amaProtestant aphoqa ukuthi avalwe.
The church properties were looted.
Impahla nezinto zikhona phakathi esontweni zathathwa ngobugebengu.
Dozens of church leaders were arrested.
Abaholi bamabandla abaningi baboshwa nabo.
One church in Beijing rejected the government's demand which the government had.
Elinye ibandla elinye isonto khona eChina eBeijing lona laqhaba konke lokuhulumeni bethu abakwenza.
What did the government demand?
Wayifunani uhulumeni kubona?
They demanded that they put up cameras in the church that are constantly taking the photos of each person in the church and saving their faces on computers of the government so that they can recognize you wherever you go in China.
Uhulumeni wakhona wayefuna ukuthi bafake amakhamera egcwale indlu yesonto yonke azothatha izithombe zalona lowo muntu ohleli phakathi esontweni. Lezi zithombe bese ziyathathwa ziyogcinwa kwizinto zikahulumeni ukuze uhulumeni akwazi ukubabona labantu akulandele yonke indawo uma uhamba eChina.
So if you go to church, the government's cameras are there checking you and memorizing, taking pictures of your face and keeping that.
Umusa uhamba kwesontweni amakhamera khona la ayabuka uhulumeni uyazi ukuthi kuphi igcinwe yonke leyo information.
We don't know, friends, what may be waiting for us. I've just used the example of one small country. We don't know what's going waiting for the whole world. It is interesting that the president of Tanzania, President Magufuli, he cancelled a $10 billion loan from China.
Uye wanqaba imali ebeyibolekwa izwe laseChina engango 10 billion.
His predecessor signed the contract with China.
Obekumongameli ngaphambi kwakhe wasayina ini contract sivumelwano nezwe laseChina.
China gave him $10 billion.
Izwe laseChina lamnika lo mongameli omdala imali engango 10 billion.
And then he would give one harbor in Tanzania to China to use for the next 99 years.
Galokho ke bezobabuyiselene ukuthi anikeze itheke lodwa ihaba la kufela khona imkhumbe China ukuba iChina isebenzise iminyaka engu 99.
It's a 99 year lease.
Kushuthi uyabaqashisela yona le ndawo iminyaka engu 99.
And this is what President Magufuli said.
Umongameli Magufuli yena wathi,
he said only a crazy person would sign such a contract with another country.
Uthi yena umuntu osangene kuphela ongenza isivumelwano sinjalo asayine nelinyizwe.
Where you give away a harbor of your own country for another country to use for 99 years, it belongs to them.
Uthi la uzothatha itheku lakho ihaba lakho ulinikeze elinyizwe ukuba lilisebenzise iminyaka engu 99.
It says enough is enough. I honor that man. He cancelled that loan. He said, we cannot allow that part of our country signed away. Friends, these are difficult times. But what was the basic mistake that Israel made? Let's come back to God's word. Instead of sensing the time, Instead of realizing how short the time is, they were busy with their own little things. Do you understand, friend, when the devil is busy with you, tempting you to get involved in all kinds of filth on the internet? All kinds of pornography. Because instead of you working while it is day, he's keeping you busy with his filth that he's pushing down your throat. You're making the same mistake that the Israelites made here in the desert. Busy with your own little things. The things that make you happy. Chasing after money to get rich. Friends, this is not a time to chase after money. This is a time to realize, where is God going with the world? And Lord, I want to be part of your plan, because it's still day and we don't know when the night is coming. And one day when you die and you enter into eternity, maybe this is going to be the worst curse for you in hell. The knowledge when you realize God wanted to use me in my family, in my town, in my community, to spread the blessed gospel of Christ, and I was busy with my own things. The devil managed to get Israel into a spot where they kind of, it was just appeared hopeless for them. They thought they're going to die.
Satan wapumelele ukuba abakwa Israel abathatha ababeke endaweni la bayibona bengena themba babona ukuthi awuvele siyafa.
In a way, their main problem was unbelief.
Eyona nkinga babenayo enkulu ukungakholwa.
They could not really believe that God was really going to take them to the promised land. Because if they really believed that God was taking them to the promised land, then these things wouldn't have been such a big deal for them.
So they
started doubting whether God was going to be able to get them into Canaan one day. And they also doubted whether God was going to provide for them on the way to the promised land. And do you know what it is that fed their unbelief? The difficulties they were experiencing in the desert. Tell me, friend, has the devil managed to plant the seed of unbelief in your heart? Where you just cannot believe that God will get you there.
La ungasakholwa khona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyokufinyelelisa la ufana uye khona.
Heaven seems so far away.
Izulu libukeke likude kakhulu.
Purity seems so impossible.
Ubumsulo bonalo ngazi ukuthi hayi into engenakwenzeka.
All around me is sin.
Konke ngikubonayo kungizungezayo isono, isono.
Wherever I turn myself, wherever I look, wherever I go, it's just sin, sin, sin.
Nakuba kuphi la ngiqalaza khona, la ngithi ngiyakhona isono nje.
But you know what was another cause of their problem? Another part of their problem was the fact that they've forgotten that they are on the way to the promised land. They were pilgrims, actually. Dear Christian, do you realize that you're a pilgrim? Do you realize that this is not your home? Your comfort here on earth is not the most important thing. To satisfy your desires is not the most important thing. Because this is not where you belong. You are aiming for heaven. As Israel was busy traveling through the desert, you are busy on the way traveling to the eternal city, to the heavenly Jerusalem. I am surprised how many Christians have lost this perspective on their lives. They don't realize that they are pilgrims. Friends, if you want to find the real heroes, if you want to find the real soldiers, go to those who are pilgrims, who see themselves as pilgrims in this world. That is where you will find the brave ones. The brave ones of the Christian church are the ones that realize they are on the way, they are just pilgrims through this world. Spend time with them. Not with those who has made this world their home. No. Go to those who have decided this is not my home. I'm a pilgrim, I'm on the way to heaven. There you will find a person that doesn't change from day to day. There you'll find a person that's every day the same. Whether he's in it, there's a cold wind blowing. Or whether it's raining, he's on the way to heaven. Dear friends, don't take your eyes off that. If you take your eyes off the fact that you're a pilgrim, you're going to fall into sin and you're going to do the wrong things. You will find a true pilgrim always in one place. In one place. On the road. You will always be on the road. Whenever you speak to him or her, he'll find him on the road. You'll find him unattached to this world, not attached to this world. You'll find him on the way moving to the heavenly Jerusalem. And this is his vow. This is the promise he's made to God. That he will be a pilgrim for the rest of his life. Have you kept that promise, friend? Or have you allowed to happen what happened to the Israelites? Because everybody around them were murmuring. They were also murmuring. Because everybody around them are walking around half naked. They are walking around half naked. Because everybody around them are showing as much of their bodies as possible. They are walking, showing as much as possible of their bodies. Friends, a true pilgrim will not be discouraged. One of the main reasons why people leave the road is because they become discouraged. Things are too difficult. Things are too impossible. Everything goes wrong. And people come and speak to you. Remember what the Lord Jesus said about the seed that were sown amongst the thorns. When he explained that parable, he said the thorns are the temptations and the cares, the worries, the troubles of this world. Do you realize very often we make a mistake that it was not the attraction of the pleasures of Egypt that made them want to go back to Egypt?
We are gone in Utkwesis Kati Siesenzi Puta Luti Akukona is in the Zazba Dons in Togozo Ababena Zweki Pit.
Yes, there were attractions. But the main reason why they longed to go back to Egypt was the difficulty they were experiencing in the desert. You'll be surprised how many people go back into the world, not in the first place because the world is so attractive, but because they experience difficulties in the walk as a Christian, in their walk on the narrow road. Listen to what one of the very well-known commentators in the Bible say. Prepare yourself that there can be or will be challenges in the walk of faith. And in the life of faith. that may be so difficult and testing that one may consider rather going back to the old life in sin than to carry on with a life of faith, the new life in faith. This is what blesses me with what we've just done this morning before we started with the service. We were experiencing difficulties. Some of our brethren abroad were having droughts. We could have gone back to Egypt because of that difficulty. But how wonderful and how encouraging to stand together and pray together and remain faithful to the Lord and ask the Lord to help us. You'll be surprised how many people leave the walk of faith simply because it is hard and difficult for them. And Paul says an amazing thing about such a person. We think it's Paul that wrote the book of Hebrews. We're not sure. But in Hebrews 10, verse
38,
he says this, "But my righteous one shall live by faith." But my righteous one. Don't think that you can sit with sin in your life and still live by faith. You're busy with a inganegwane, with a fairy tale. It is the righteous that will live by faith. Are there areas, some sins in your life with which you haven't dealt with? That you haven't brought to Christ yet. That you haven't received prayer for. Where you haven't contacted the person with whom you were sinning and apologized and made right with that person. Then this verse is not for you. This verse is for the righteous. Not the person born righteous, but the person who brought all his sins to Christ and was justified and forgiven. But that's just beside the point. Hebrews 10 verse 38, "But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him." Oh, Paul, how can you say that? You've got no love. You've got no sympathy. Do you realize the difficulty so-and-so has gone through? Do you realize the difficulties he's gone through with his family? Do you realize the hell he's gone through? Paul, you're a man without love. But Paul says, "And if he shrinks back, My soul has no pleasure in him.
Paul uthi umehlehle nyovane umphefumulo wami awunakuthokoza ngaye.
Do you know why Paul is so firm on this?
Uyazini uthi ngani uPaul aqinisekise kulokho?
I think he wants to shut that door that nobody in future even considers shrinking back.
Ngicabanga ukuthi ufuna ukuvala umnyango uvaleke thaqa ukuba ngabikho nomuntu oyedwa oyocabanga ukuthi ahlehlele inyovane.
The Bible says doesn't say and if he turns back.
IBhayibheli lithi uma ehlehla.
In English it says if he shrinks back, he just steps back. He's afraid of going through.
Kuthiwa lana uma nje thatha isinyathelo sibheke emuva esaba ukuthi ayiphambili.
Paul says to you, dear brother, sister, my soul has no pleasure in you doing this.
Paul uthi lana kuwe mfethu dadewethu umphefumulo wami awunakuthokoza ngawe uma wenze njalo.
Stop doing this.
Yeka ukwenza leyo nto.
Stop shrinking back.
Yeka ukuzama ukuhlehlela emuva.
My soul has no pleasure in you doing it. It's like suicide. Some people say, oh, yeah, you've got to have sympathy. You don't know what that person has gone through. But friends, suicide should be a closed door. It should be something that we do not even leave as a possible option to anybody. Not because you don't feel for him or her. Not because you don't realize what that person has gone through. But it's an evil sin before God. And you must make everybody realize that is out. Don't consider it. Suicide is out. It's an evil thing before God.
Kumele wonke umuntu umenze ukuba qonde nje ukuthi into engeke uyicabange le into engekho nje ukuyibulala into engeke uyenze.
And then he says in the next verse.
Kuvese elandelayo usho kanje.
How wonderful.
Kusimanga singakanani.
But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls.
Kodwa thina sisibo abokuhlehlela ekubhujisweni kodwa singabokholwa kuze kube ngokusindiswa komphefumulo.
This is what a pilgrim is like.
Umuntu oyisihambi unjenaki.
A pilgrim doesn't shrink back.
Umuntu osohambeni akahlehlele emuva.
He has set his face on eternity.
Ubuso bakhe ubekile ngunaphakadeni.
On the heavenly Jerusalem.
Ukubeke kwiJerusalema izulu.
And let people come and try and convince you to lose hope. They will just confuse themselves. They will not confuse the true pilgrim. On the contrary, you will give him more strength if you try and confuse him. He will not fear the lion. He will fight with the giants. Because he's brave. He's bold. Because he's a true pilgrim. Let the devil send his dirty demons to try and discourage you. Let the devil try and send his dirty tokoloshes to come and discourage you. There's no demon in hell that will frighten the pilgrim. Because the pilgrim has committed himself to go forward.
Koba lesi sihambi lesi sizimisele sayibophezela ukuthi siya phambili.
Your goal is to go to Jerusalem.
Umgomo wakho ukuhamba eJerusalem.
Spread the gospel every step of the way, every person with whom you've got contact with.
Fafaza ivangeli sinyathelo nesinyathelo nakulona lowo muntu oxhumana naye.
Tell me, friends.
Awungitshele mso.
How many opportunities have you had to spread the gospel?
Mangaka mathuba wena osube nawo ukuhambisa ivangeli.
What about your neighbors?
Uthini ngomakhelwane bakho?
Have you spread the gospel to your neighbors?
Usulihambisile ivangeli komakhelwane?
Have you used every opportunity to spread the gospel?
Usulisebenzisile ithuba nethuba olitholayo ukuhambisa ivangeli.
The true pilgrim will live his goal. He will eat his goal. He will dream at night about his goal, the heavenly city. Oh, for dreams at night of the heavenly city that encourages us. Instead of that, what are we busy with? The devil terrifies us at night and we wake up terrified from all the evil dreams that the devil has terrified us with.
Satan uyasabisa ebusuku siphaphama sigcwele ukwesaba ngenxa yamaphupho wonke Satan asabisa ngawo.
And all the little things that is all the little niceties of life, all the little pleasurable things of life.
Bese kube izo zonke lezi zinto ezincane ezingasho lutho zalokhu kuphila.
Will fly away.
Zonke ziyondiza ziphele.
Because you're on the way to the heavenly Jerusalem. Other girls can be chasing after young men. Other young men can be chasing after girls. Those things fly away because you've got your goal on the heavenly Jerusalem. You will not be afraid of what men say. Let me tell you, one of the strongest forces today to drag people into sin is because the opinion of people are too important for them. And I want to stand with God's children. With our brother that prayed before we started. And ignore what people say. And not allow that to take us off the road. And keep our gaze and our goal. Heaven, to get to heaven with everything we have. A pilgrim will night and day labor and work as he walks the narrow road. Can I ask you this question? If your children wake you up in the middle of the night, when you have had a hard day, and you're exhausted, when you open your eyes, when you answer them, are you on the way? Do they find you on the way? If you are sick and you're not well, do they find you on the way? We dare not leave the way. We dare not leave the narrow road. Because remember, broad is the way that goes to damnation and hell, and narrow is the way that goes to life. When you come back home after a hard day's work, do your family find you on the way? When you are expected to make sacrifice upon sacrifice, do they find you on the way? To be on the way continuously, friends, demands of us a broken heart and a humble heart. This is what went wrong with Israel. They lost their humility. Listen how cheeky and rebellious they were. They say, if only the New Living Translation says it like this. If only the Lord had killed us in Egypt. In other words, we want a quick death like they had in Egypt. The pestilence that God sent to Egypt, and quickly the people were dead. And they accuse God. He says, if only the Lord killed us in Egypt, God should have rather killed us. So in a way, one can conclude, oh, so they are saying, here in the desert, the Lord is busy killing us. But if only he killed us in Egypt. And so, friends, their arrogance and their cheekiness and their pride came out. Oh, my God, be merciful to us. I've got to come to an end. And I want to close with a few verses, more verses from chapter
70, 16.
Verse 14. And when the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine flake-like thing, fine as frost on the ground. When the Lord, the people of Israel, saw it, they said to one another, what is this? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, it is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. Friends, God will provide for his children. He will give them their daily bread. But don't be surprised if the bread is not what you expect it to be. Don't be surprised if you don't see it as bread. Moses had to tell the Israelites, listen, this is the bread that the Lord provided for you. And then Moses told them how to collect it every day. And then in verse 19, And Moses said to them, let no one leave any of it over till the morning. Let no one leave any to the morning. You see, here is the secret. You and I must live in communion with God. Day by day. He will only give you enough bread for today. Don't sit and worry about where will I get my bread from tomorrow and the day after that. But don't think that you can spend some time with God's word once a week and that's enough bread for your soul for the whole week. God did provide for them. Not in a way which they expected. But he did provide. And he provided daily. I can't tell you what these last few verses do to me. The comfort and the peace it gives me. Even though they murmured against God, God provided for them with a manna. Friends, God is faithful. Let you and I just keep our eyes on where we're going.
Do
not get used to this world. Don't make this world your home. Keep your eyes on where we're going to. And remain a pilgrim day and night. May God find us all on the way. And if we find difficulties as we've had these days with the COVID-19 infection, let us stand together and pray together. And pray for each other. And stay on the road. Lest we lose courage and we give up. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Help us, Lord, never to lose this perspective that we are
pilgrims.
May we continue and live by faith. From day to day. You've heard of our plea about being able to gather and meet together. We pray for your mercy and that you'll be gracious to us. And go with us into the rest of the day, we pray. We ask this in the name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.